Imagine what we would feel and what we would do if white drivers were three times as likely to be searched by police during a traffic stop as black drivers, instead of the other way around. If white offenders received prison sentences 10% longer than black offenders for the same crimes. If a third of all white men, just look at this room and take one third, went to prison during their lifetime. Imagine that. That is the reality in the lives of so many of our fellow Americans and so many of the communities in which they live. I applaud President Obama for sending the Attorney General to Ferguson and demanding a thorough and speedy investigation. That's both appropriate and necessary to find out what happened, to see that justice is done, to help this community begin healing itself. And we should all add our voices to those who have come together in recent days to work for peace, justice, and reconciliation in Ferguson and beyond, to stand against violence and for the values that we cherish. We can do better. We can work to rebuild the bonds of trust from the ground up. It starts within families and communities. It was 51 years ago today that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called us to live out the true meaning of our creed, to make the dream real for all Americans. And that mission is as fiercely urgent today as when he stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in the hot August sun all those years ago. So we have a lot of work to do together.